Okay, let's go on here to Dory.
Yeah.
Hi, Dory.
I was wondering, mentioning about something that putting a drop, alternating it on the breast for cancer. And I was wondering, is that used for a preventative or is it just for people that have cancer?
Okay, ma'am. The answer is not going to be a super long one, but it's going to be a little bit long. So I'm told it's time for our break really soon. Let's take that, and I'll get right back to your question. No commercial announcement. Okay, let's get back to Dory's question about that drop a day that can cut your risk of breast cancer. A couple of things, ma'am, a couple of resources. One, for no charge at all, you can go to the Tahoma Clinic website. You can click on the video about this very topic, a drop a day keeps breast cancer away. And there you'll find me going on, like I do sometimes, about how this drop of, it's Lugol's iodine is what it is, can keep breast cancer away. And we've also, for the scientifically inclined, posted all of the research citations so a person can go look it all up themselves if they don't want to believe it. Okay, it's Lugol's iodine. Now, the second thing is, ma'am, there's Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. And what you'll find in there, because there's a lot more room in the newsletter to put all the details than there is in a video presentation, is that two doctors separately have reported treating breast cancer with iodine alone, nothing else. And the three cases, those two doctors, one for one of them and two for the other, obviously, report all those breast cancers have either regressed or at least not grown anymore at all with the use of iodine. Now, there are a lot of biochemically known reasons why that works. Iodine can only get into breast cancer cells. It can't get into regular breast cells. And when it gets into breast cancer cells, bang, they're dead. Number two, if we rub that drop in every day, and there's resonant in our breasts, a little bit of iodine, well, what do you know? When a breast cancer cell starts to form, that iodine can also combine with a fat called a lactone, form something called an iodolactone, of course, and bang, the iodolactone kills breast cancer cells. So, ma'am, it's a preventive. It can be a treatment. I would not be using it as a treatment unless you're working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But as a preventive, I just get a prescription for that Lugol's iodine. You'll see why if you watch the video on the Tahoma Clinic website. I get a prescription for that because without a prescription, it's less than full strength because yet another of our public services servants, the Drug Enforcement Administration, has declared that we should not be able to get full strength Lugol's iodine without a prescription because guess why, ma'am? We might rush out and make drugs with it, the drugs they don't like. And their very own website says that they have no evidence of that, but they're going to do it anyway. Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
There's your answer.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.